Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Steve Francis.
Yeah, that sauce is crazy. Welcome back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live and local at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. It's going to bump up against 80 degrees today. Get down here, get the show out of the way, and get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone.
Yeah, is that right? I don't know.
That's okay.
Anyway, I'm a Dutch kid. What do I know?
Hey,
joining us right now, we have a TV celebrity, man. We've got it rocking today. The Grilling Guys are putting ourselves on the map. We've got Joe Thomas with us. Joe hosts a couple fishing shows and one hunting show on TV. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, we've got three great shows on Outdoor Channel. Scentlock's High Places is the hunting show, and Steel's Reel in the Outdoors and Ultimate Match Fishing are our fishing shows. And I'm pretty fortunate. I'm in a great place. I love doing it.
Yeah, I bet you are. So talk a little bit about the hunt, or what are you going to be doing here at the seminar, rather? It's more fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But actually, each day I'm going to do a seminar in the seminar rooms. It's called Booking the Dream Hunt of a Lifetime. Talks about if you're getting ready to book one of those hunts that you've just thought about your whole life, some of the things that you can do to make it a good hunt and hunt hiring outfitters types and that type of thing. And then the other thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be here at Lake Ultimate, which is a very cool place, and I'll be in the bass boat, and I'm going to be doing some bass fishing techniques. It's pretty cool.
That's excellent. And everybody has a dream hunt. So what a cool idea to actually help them shape that dream hunt, because if you've ever taken one, I've heard a lot of sorry stories.
Well, that's exactly what it's all about. It's to make sure that there's a lot more happy stories than sorry stories. And it's actually, we've got a real nice visual presentation. It's got some video in it for some hunts that I've been on. And, you know, we've been on bad ones, too. Just because you have a TV show doesn't mean you always get the best of the best. And
it just means it's on film.
That's exactly right. You captured the bad on film. But, there's a lot of great outfitters out there. I just try and help people see what to look for and find them.
Do you ever send anyone to the Kulik Lodge in Alaska?
I have not, but that, if I recall, they've got a pretty decent reputation.
They're friends of ours, and they have a phenomenal resort. And this is the deal. You're going to spend a lot of coin to take a trip like that. How do you know which one you're sending your money to? That's the trick, and that's why they need to go to your class.
Yeah, it is, and that's what mine's about. It's about research. It's about a methodical step-by-step process, this process that I actually use when I interview outfitters, and this will apply to hunting and fishing.
And that doesn't mean that just because you do all your research and you find the great place that you're going to have success, because you've got weather, you've got ruts, you've got all sorts of trends and climate changes and different things taking place that can just affect the hunt. I mean, who hasn't been out hunting or fishing a million times and been skunked? I mean, even if you're at the right place, it could be the wrong time.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of the elements and the animals. But the key is, again, is to put yourself your odds in the best place you can. You put the odds in your favor, and you do that by going to the best places with the best people, and take your best shot.
And knowing your moon phases, knowing the time of the year, the seasons, and all the different climate events and different things that take place.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors to take. They're involved, and like I said, we cover just about all of those.
Well, that's excellent. So where can we see your shows again?
Scentlock's High Places, Steel's Reel in the Outdoors, and Ultimate Match Fishing are all on Outdoor Channel. We run in third and fourth quarters on Friday nights.
And that's Joe Thomas, Reel in the Outdoors TV. Thanks so much for joining us, Joe. That's awesome.
If you book one of those great hunts and you're successful enough to bag some game, one of the big dilemmas that you have to bump up against is, okay, I've worked so hard, I spent all this money, I spent all this time and energy to get here, we've got some game down, and you don't want to lose it from the field to the freezer. And we've got a guy joining us right now, Steve Francis. Steve does a lot of things. He's got a business called Country House or Country Smokehouse Meats. He does a lot of cool things. But one of the things that he's an expert on and he's going to be lecturing on today is field dressing and taking care of that meat. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, man?
Great, great.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about that. A lot of our listeners are deer hunters, and they'll get a deer down. And what do you see as the most common mistake that a guy would make?
not properly cleaning it out when he's done. They need to wash that animal out, no matter what the temperatures are out there. Either wipe it down with some leaves, get the blood out of it so you don't have any maggots or anything getting in the product, especially when it's warm in bow season and that. We see a lot of that. Guys not really doing a proper field dressing. So that's why I do these seminars, to try to give the guys a little insight on it, what to do. The best thing to do is wash it out. And if it's hot, put a cheesecloth over it, put some pepper on the open cuts on it so that the flies and the larvae won't lie on it. And put a couple bags of ice in it, roll it up in a tarp, try to make a little fridge if you have to, if it's too warm. But cleanliness is the biggest thing.
So well, you said put some pepper on that. Is that just like cracked pepper? What are you talking about?
You could take black pepper or red pepper, and when you make the incision when you're gutting your animal, the open flesh area there, you want to sprinkle the pepper on that area there. It deters the flies away from laying larvae in it.
Oh, very interesting.
That's cool. A great tip.
Yeah, it is.
What do you think about aging? When you're talking about hanging, because this is an area I'm kind of fascinated with. I usually like to hang my venison. What are your thoughts on
aging? Is a great thing, but you really got to have the best environment to do it in. The warmer the environment, the faster it's going to age. So if a guy says I'm going to do it for 21 days, well, if the environment doesn't allow that, it may age in 5 days.
Right.
I mean, you can age it in your garage, but keep it out of the sun, keep it in a cool area. If you're going to age it for more than 4 or 5 days, you really need to take and put that thing in a cooler, or you could quarter that animal up, put it in some backpack bags, or and stick it in your refrigerator in a garage for 7-8 days and let it age that way.
That's a fine way to do it.
That's probably the best way, because then you won't have anything go bad on it.
You're controlled. You keep it at 45 degrees. One of the best techniques that I've heard of is wrapping it in cheesecloth.
Yep.
Some people actually wrap it in plastic. But the key there, in my opinion, is to make sure that the animal is processed properly so that you can hang it. I like to take the head off, hang it upside down so that the blood will run out of it, because getting the blood out of any piece of meat is one of the keys to wild game in particular, taming that wild flavor.
You're right on that. And a lot of people make the mistake by hanging from the head forward. There's no arteries there. So by cutting the head off, you have all the arteries, the blood hydraulically is going to flow down to the bottom of that thing. I like to age a deer with the hide on because the inside cavity won't allow it to dry out. So when you skin that animal with the hide off of it, the meat is just perfect. You don't have anything bad.
So the hide does not affect the flavor?
No. A lot of people, that's a myth out there. Same with bone marrow. Guys don't really understand it. In the seminar, I'll talk about that, too.
No, the tarsal glands have more to do with the screwing up the flavor than anything.
Right.
But keeping that hide on there actually helps insulate it. So if you do get a little warm weather, you'll even out your temperatures, because aging, just like smoking meats, is very temperature sensitive.
Oh, yes. I mean, the hide, in the summertime, it keeps the deer cool. In the wintertime, it gets them warm. So the hide is very important. It works to your advantage to leave it on.
Well, Steve, I'm kind of disappointed, to be honest with you. I expected some meat samples. You have this huge case of meat over here. You came with no gifts, and, I mean, I'm hungry, dude.
Hey, Steve, so let's talk a little bit about Country Smokehouse Meats. What do you got going there? It seems like a really big operation.
Yeah, we've been sponsoring Michigan Out of Doors now for 12 years. We're one of their longest-running sponsors. What we do is we make all homemade sausage. None of my spices are bought from anybody. Everything is handcrafted by myself. My sons work for me. I work for my parents. They've been in the meat business their whole life. Wild game, I really enjoy making sausage out of that.
How do people find this? If you're going to come to the Ultimate Sports Show, you can find it here. But if, let's say they can't make it down here, let's say they're listening on the internet or somewhere else and they're not going to make it in, how can they get a hold of that smoked meat of yours?
CountrySmokehouse.com. We have a webpage, and you can order right from there. Or you can call us on the phone. We'll send it out to you. We have a Facebook page. Check us out there.
And where's your shop at?
It is called Elmont. We are off of I-69 and M-53 Highway between Flint and Port Huron.
Okay.
Yep, fantastic. I've actually been there. It is a great shop. Now, you guys actually do some barbecue out back, too, don't you?
Yeah, we specialize. Barbecue is something I got into. I really have a lot of fun with it.
Great.
A lot of fun.
What kind of things are you cooking back there?
We're doing beef brisket, pulled pork, turkey drumsticks. I won some national awards for my barbecue, also my sausages. I just came back from the competition. Out of 12 classes we entered, we won 8 places.
Fantastic.
That's huge.
He's a real deal.
Real well.
Check him out on the website, Country Smokehouse. And if you can, get down here to the Ultimate Sports Show. We're at the DeVos Place in downtown Grand Rapids. Place opened up at 10, runs till 9 tonight. Steve, you've got, I walked by, 30, 40 different kinds of smoked meat that you got for sale today?
I got about 65, so
wow,
come on down and check it out.
Bad count. That was a bad count on my part. But anyway, hey, Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
We really appreciate it. A guy that knows what he's doing. Coming up next, we've got another Best Chance Salmon Charters. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. Nobody cares. Wearing out the things in
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.